With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Mecca Winterfest is canceling its in-person race events planned for this weekend due to a lack of snow. But as WXPR's Katie Thorson shares, there are still ways for cross-country skiers to compete.
Before Mercer picked up another 4 or so inches of snow Sunday, Mecca Winterfest organizers made the decision to cancel the in-person cross-country ski races planned for this Saturday. Even with the fresh snow, Mecca board member and Winterfest volunteer Mike Schuldeis says it was the right call.
Our grooming teams have been out on Sunday and again today, Monday, taking advantage of the new snow, but it's still not enough snow to have great conditions. The good news is the temps are staying cold, and so the snow that we've got on the ground is sticking, and we're able to groom it. We set tracks yesterday, but there are still thin spots, and we're advising skiers to be careful because the base isn't, very, very thick.
It's the second year in a row Mecca has had to cancel the in-person race. Schuldeis says it's disappointing, especially for the 50 volunteers that have already put in a lot of work to make it happen. But there is still a way for skiers to compete. Since the pandemic in 2020, Winterfest has offered a virtual option to compete.
And we've kept it because each year we've gotten feedback that, people were busy on the date that we chose and that they wanted to come out and ski the trails. So keeping the virtual event has been a good one for us.
Racers can register online at meccatrails.com for 5, 15, or 30-kilometer classic or skate races. The courses are marked out at Mecca. Racers keep their own times and submit them online by February 15th.
Profits from Winterfest are used to enhance and maintain the trails, the facilities, and the grooming equipment that we have. Plus, we fund a community outreach program that is focused on getting kids and families and seniors out on the trails year-round.
We have a link to more information and to register at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Two people, including a student, were taken to the hospital with minor injuries after a school bus crash Tuesday morning. The crash happened just before 7:30 on Highway 17 near County Highway G in Merrill. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says a school bus carrying children to school was headed north on 17 when the driver attempted to turn west on Highway G. The driver of the bus stated he thought that he had enough time to make the turn, but was struck by an SUV that had been traveling south on 17. One passenger from the SUV and one student from the bus were transported by Merrill Ambulance with what the sheriff's office says appeared to be minor injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Both vehicles had to be towed from the scene. A new complaint has been filed against Wausau Mayor Doug Denny months after a dispute over the city's ballot drop box. Mike Leishner reports.
A news release from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the 8 residents are calling for the city's Ethics Commission to investigate the mayor's actions in late September when he wheeled an unsecured, locked drop box into his office on a weekend. Denny said he brought the metal box into his office for safekeeping, though the city clerk said she intended to have it installed and opened for use the next week. The complaint says the mayor overstepped his authority and called his actions unethical and a crime. Denny hasn't responded to the complaint, and it's unclear if the city's Ethics Commission will take up the matter. The issue is also being investigated at the state level. The status of that investigation is unclear.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. A proposal to make Wisconsin's strict voter ID law a constitutional amendment passed Wisconsin's Republican-controlled assembly on Tuesday. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Voters will see the proposal on the April 1st ballot. If approved, the state constitution would be amended, which would make the change much harder to repeal in the future. Proponents insist stricter ID requirements help to prevent voter fraud, but opponents, including Jay Heck with Common Cause Wisconsin, say they provide a partisan advantage for Republicans.
All it does is it reduces the opportunity for certain segments of the population to be able to vote. It doesn't do anything about preventing fraud, and it's just a voter suppression method.
Heck says he believes the measure will attract more conservatives to the polls in April, and even if voters reject the idea of changing the Constitution, the state's voter ID requirement, which is among the strictest in the country, would remain. The state's voter ID law has been long debated for its prohibitive requirements. Wisconsin allows 7 forms of identification that can be presented at the polls, but Heck explains they have to meet particular requirements.
These are forms of ID that, although they seem on the surface to make some sense, they're very difficult for some segments of the population to obtain.
Heck adds rushing to put these requirements in the state constitution is strategic given the state Supreme Court justice ballot the measure will share. In more than 40 years, the Conservative Heritage Foundation lists only 68 cases of voter fraud in Wisconsin. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor has created a new office dedicated to preventing gun violence a month after a school shooting not far from the state capitol. Governor Tony Evers also called on the Republican-controlled legislature to pass a series of gun control and public safety measures. The legislature has already rejected numerous gun control safety measures put forward by Evers, including universal background checks for gun purchases. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.